We're going to give Hayes Carl another ringy dingy here. Hopefully we'll connect with him. Let's play one more from his record. Let's play the title track. That ought to do it. We'll give him a call. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Set out like a fool towards the sea. Every wave that crashes rearranges all the sand and puts another path in front of me. 'Cause what it was, it's gone forever. What it could be, God only knows.
What it is the title track to the brand new record from Hayes Carl. Hayes, are you there?
I am. How you doing?
Good. I'm great. It's good to finally connect with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great.
Okay,
doing
Hayes.
Great.
Now,
first day of vacation.
Yeah, nice. Okay, well, I'm calling you from Winnipeg. Now, I've heard you before say that you love Winnipeg. I know you got friends here. Off the top of the show, we played you covering Winnipeg's own Scott Nolan, Bad Liver and a Broken Heart. So what's the deal, Hayes? It's been a long time since you've played here. What happened? What did I say? Have you forgiven me? Is that why you're finally coming back?
Yeah, time heals all wounds.
Yeah, that's great.
All that, and yeah, no, nothing personal against you or anybody else out there. It's just, I took a little time off the road and was staying in the States more.
Yeah,
I used to come to Canada all the time, and Winnipeg was sort of one of the first places that really welcomed me. That y'all got a great musical community there, and
right.
It's a rare thing, and. So I always had a great time there and hanging out at the Times Change and Park Theater and all these great places.
Right. Well, by my math, it's been a bunch of years, so it'll be good to finally have you back here in September. And you're coming back to the Times Change. You played there once. I think it was like 2004 or something. You came on this show, and then you played down there, and you're coming back. They've done some work on the place. Have you heard?
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
For the better?
Well, absolutely, yeah. They haven't wrecked it, which is nice. You know, sometimes when people redo the place, they wreck it, but they haven't wrecked it at all. So I think you'll like it. It's good to have you back here.
That's great. Well, I heard that for a while it was in question if they were going to stay open, and I'm glad they worked, John and them worked it out, and that's an institution.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it looks like it's going to be around for a long time to come. They've done a lot of work on the building, and it's under stable ownership and all kinds of stuff, so it'll be around. Now, when you come here, sometimes you play with a Winnipeg backing band. Do you know who you're playing with when you come here, or are you having other people play with you?
Well, right now I think I'm slated as being solo. I'm bringing my wife, Allison Moore, with me.
Oh, she may, that's not bad.
Yeah, so she may sing a few songs with me. And I don't know if Grant Siemens is in town or Scott, but maybe I can recruit somebody to come pick a little with me. But I haven't talked to them about it yet. So this, as soon as we get off the phone, I'll call them and see if anybody's available.
Well,
just bring my guitar and some songs and Allison looking forward to putting on a show. Two shows.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, September 9th and 10th. Now, Allison, of course, you guys have been married for a little while now. She produced your new record. How did that go?
It went well. Yeah, she co-produced it. I used Brad Jones, who had done I'd done two records with in the past, including the one that had that Scott Nolan track on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I asked Allison to work with me on this. She's just incredibly talented and has a lot of experience in the studio, and it's kind of the person that I take my ideas to first these days.
You're a smart man.
Yeah, and she's just real involved in the co-writing, and somebody that I kind of spent a lot of time talking creative work with, and sort of exploring my vision for what I want to do with my songs and my records. And so I really wanted her in the studio, and she brought a lot to the table. And so it was great. It was it's fun to for me, for my life partner to be to work as my creative partner as well.
That's amazing. Has she produced other records? I couldn't find another production credit. This seems to be
no. I don't think she's ever
pretty rare.
Straight up produced anything. She's made, I think, 10 of her own.
Yeah.
And has been spent a lot of her life in the studio, so she knows her way around it better than I do, for sure. And the studio has always been a place that it's fun for me creatively, but I don't know what I'm doing. I just kind of go in with the, with the guitar and the songs, and I lean pretty heavily on others to help me kind of find that vision and bring it to life.
And you're smart enough to know to just say yes, dear, and let her take the reins and know that she's not going to mess it up on you. That's great.
Well, in life, yeah. in the studio, I've got a little more say. But yeah, she had a lot of great ideas, as did Brad. And together, the three of us, I was real happy with how it came out.
Now, earlier in the show, we played a song called Fragile Men, and you kind of wrote a post that kind of went viral earlier this year on the No Depression site, kind of about you kind of came to a realization with your audience that maybe you hadn't been as freely being as honest as you wanted to, maybe. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think... You know, if you don't tell people what you stand for, then they don't know.
Yeah.
And so I politics and social issues had not been a major part of my music. I slipped stuff in here and there, which is fine. I mean, not everybody needs to write about politics or discuss it on or off stage. But I found that when I did start to do that, I got a lot of blowback, and it was surprising to me on a certain level, because I thought it was pretty clear where I stood on certain issues.
Yeah.
And when I found out that my audience, a good part of my audience, was surprised by that, and it made me realize that I had not made myself known or made myself clear in a way that maybe I needed to. And then also there's a certain amount of trying to shut down the artist's voice. There's a big contingent of the the Shut Up and Sing
right.
crowd came out, and I just I had to decide whether I wanted to listen to them and let that affect what I put out or influence me. And I pretty quickly came to the realization that I didn't. Yeah. And if I lose some fans in the process, so be it. But it was more important to me to be able to be honest with myself and with my audience about how I feel when I felt the need to do it.
Right. So is this just
sometimes
kind of...
I just write a honky tonk song and
yeah, right.
That's fine. But I didn't want to be limited by other people's expectations.
And have you found, like, has it made a difference professionally? I assume that the reason why a lot of artists don't say anything, they're kind of worried about the professional ramifications. Has there been any problems for you since you kind of said, here's how I stand, and I don't
know? Not really. I mean, it's, you know, you get blowback online and through social media
yeah.
stuff, but I'm trying to distance myself from that. And, it's hard to say. I don't know how many tickets we would have sold if I hadn't said anything versus what if I did. But I try not to spend too much time thinking about that. I figure there's an audience out there for what I do, and if what I believe in other parts of my life keeps them away from it, that's a shame. But
yeah.
It's I guess I'm lucky in that I'm on the fringe of country. I mean, a mainstream country artist would have a lot more to lose than I would. And that there's a, you know, in general, you see what happened to the Dixie Chicks and,
yeah.
and I think that's scared a lot of people off. But I'm a fairly middle of the road
right.
guy. I'm not preaching revolution out here. I just think there's some things that are right and some things that are wrong. Every once in a while I'm going to say so.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. And, obviously it feels good to be able to be honest with everybody and kind of be confident in knowing that you're saying your truth and, everything's going to work out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it works out or not, but, life's too short. I figure to sit on the sidelines or to not be true to yourself. And once you know what you think and feel about something, hiding it from everybody else doesn't quite line up with how I want to live.
Right. You've had some good covers in the country world though. Is that going to be a problem? Like a lot of country artists have covered your songs, it seems.
I've gotten lucky a few times.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney and Leon Womack and, some different folks, but I don't think so. I don't think the stuff I'm talking about or speaking out on is uber controversial. There's a lot of people that I was surprised to find had different points of view.
Yeah,
whether that white supremacy is an issue or that the toxicity of our political discourse is a problem.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of people out there and a lot of people in mainstream country music that are open-minded and I've just always had the belief that we should be able to agree to disagree and you can feel passionately about things and strongly about things, but I just think we do each other a disservice when we shut each other down and aren't able to listen to each other. I think most people out there, regardless of the genre they're in, are not going to let that opinion run them off or keep them from recording my songs. You know, if it's a good song, it's a good song. And a lot of my heroes have wildly different political beliefs than I do. I still love to sing a Hank Williams Jr. song. And,
yeah.
To me, there's a separate thing there.
Yeah. I was just noticing a great tribute record came out the other day to Ray Wiley Hubbard, and you've done a bunch of writing with him. I was kind of surprised not to see your name on the track list for this new Ray Wiley Hubbard tribute. Are you guys fighting?
Oh,
are you all right?
Yeah.
Everything okay?
No, we're not fighting at all. actually, just saying on his new record that's coming out. I'm not sure when it's coming out, actually, but he sent me a track to sing on called A Fool's Paradise.
Yeah.
And so that'll be out probably sometime this year. And no, we're not fighting. It just didn't work out where I was able to do it. And I figure there's a few more in the pipeline. I'll jump on one of them for sure.
Certainly. Yeah, you guys have a long history of working together anyway, I guess, eh?
We do. Ray was one of the first people that kind of took me under his wing and showed me the ropes of the music business and life on the road and songwriting and the creative process. And so I owe a great deal of I owe him a great debt. And you know, all these years he's just been a real inspiration to me.
Another guy who was just in town playing at the newly renovated Times Change was Cor Blund. You guys have worked together a number of times as well. In fact, you guys have a pretty recent single out.
Yeah. Corby and I go back a pretty good ways. I think 2003 or 4, we met up in Dauphin, Manitoba, and in a poker game, and became buddies. And so he had me up for a couple tours of Canada, and then I've had him down in the States a few times, and we just became good friends, and have stayed that way. So he called me up the other day. Our mutual friend John Evans had produced a record, this covers record, with him, and so Corb asked if I would sing on the cover of Rolling Stone. So I was happy to do that, and I dug the way it turned out.
Yeah, it sounds pretty great. Hopefully we'll have time to fit that in before we go here. It's good to see you guys popping up. You guys always seem to have a lot of fun together, and that's certainly a fun cover. So that was a nice treat to see.
Right on. Yeah, we do have fun together. He's just one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite songwriters, and I think we have a mutual appreciation of what each other does, and that's helped us kind of maintain our friendship over the years. Is we're fans, I love the songs he writes, and I've heard some of these new ones that he's got coming out on his next full-length record, and it's gonna be pretty great.
Yeah, he was here playing a bunch of those new tracks in advance of recording that, so yeah, we got to hear a bunch of them as well. That's great. So you just put out your record not too long ago, and it's fantastic. Are we going to hear something new from Mrs. Moore in the not too distant future?
Sorry, I'm speaker there. I'll be doing some new songs at the show, and some of the old stuff too. I've been out on the road with the band all year with the record, and we've been doing a kind of specific type of show. And
that's
so
great.
I'm actually looking forward to having this sort of stripped down setting and this tour. Most of the tour is going to be in Western Canada with a trio, but then I'm just going to fly out solo with Allison for the Winnipeg shows, and so that kind of opens up the whole catalog from first songs I ever wrote to the most recent that haven't even been released.
That's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to putting together two nights worth of songs, some of which I haven't gotten to play in a while.
It's been a while since we heard new music from Allison. Does she have anything she's working on?
She does. She has a record that's coming out in October, along with a memoir.
Oh, really?
A book and a record coming out soon. So
she's had a lot. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful memoir and an incredible record. It's sort of a companion piece. And
fantastic.
Both of them are really great. So I'm excited for her about that.
All right. So we're gonna wrap it up here. The show's almost over. I want you to pick a track or two before we go here, either from yourself or Allison or Corb or anyone you want, really.
Ah, okay. Well, think about that. If you've got from Corby, if you've got, sorry, I'm trying to think of some of my favorite ones.
No.
I like
sorry to put you on the spot.
Student Visas, if you've got that floating around.
What was it called? Sorry?
This Horse Soldier record.
Which song, sorry, you cut out a little bit there?
Student Visas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then maybe Soft Place to Fall by Allison, if you've got that.
All right, you got it.
we'll put everybody in a contemplative, forlorn mood on this Sunday afternoon.
There we go. All right, we'll start out with that one, and then I'll dig up the core blend. Thanks for talking to us, Hayes. Always a pleasure. We're really looking forward to those shows. I'm not sure if there are any tickets available still, but, you know, you might get lucky and get a few more people in there. I know it'll be a good show.
Right on.
All right, thanks, sir. Take care. Safe travels, and we'll see you soon.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
All right, take care.
Daylight has found me here again. You can ask me anything but where I've been. Things that used to matter seem so small when you're looking for a soft place to fall. Don't misunderstand me, baby, please. I didn't mean to bring back memories. You should know the reason why I called. I was looking for a soft place to fall. Looking for a soft place, nothing more than a smile.
Dog tags, they had us grow our hair. They gave us student visas when we were over there. They stanced us out of Hondo, Alesta Salvador. And I guess you'd call us contras, but no one calls us much no more. There ain't no fun in killing folk, and I don't wanna do no more. Well, my great-great rode a Shiloh, and Grandpa drove a tank. Daddy was air cavalry, flew choppers in Da Nang. I worked mostly clandestine, the branch I should not say. We played with better guns and I could use the extra pay. Did Reagan give the order? Did cocaine pay the bill? Well, they said we was fighting communists, but it was kinda hard to tell. There ain't no fun in killing folk, and I don't wanna do no more. This was before Blackhawks and RPGs were king. My buddy on the door gun, well, he never felt a thing. When our Huey caught a rocket and both the pilots killed, and they pissed us over sideways on some Nicaraguan hill. My back felt like it's broken, my legs I could not feel, but I kept on shooting communists. It was kinda hard to tell. There ain't no fun in killing folk, and I ain't gonna do no more. Well, I never did heal upright from injuries sustained. Officially in Germany, officially while we train. I remember all their faces, I dream about them still. And I guess we was fighting communists, but it was kinda hard to tell. There ain't no fun in killing folk, and I don't wanna do no more. Well, I still speak the cold logistic that a warrior speaks so well. Foxtrot, tango, whiskey, I'll see you in hell. A soldier, librevado, an unspeakable guilt. That village, it was communist, but it was kinda hard to tell. There ain't no fun in killing folk, and I don't wanna do no more. Yeah, believe me, I've done plenty, boys, and I ain't gonna do no more. Of course, if they back me in a corner, they'll be dead before they hit the floor.
Corblund, they're finishing us off. Tell the band to go home. We got to go. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. We're going to, it's been 800 episodes. We're going to take a look back and see who the most played artists, songs, and albums are on the next episode. So tune in for that. That's always fun. If you have any predictions, I'd love to hear them. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Check out the upcoming events page and all kinds of good stuff there at umfm.com. Tellthebandtogohome.com and all kinds of other stuff at umfm.com. If you want the play of the podcast right away, you just go to umfm.com, find the show, click on it. There it is. Bing, bang, boom. Can We Hang coming up? Waxy's Dargle. Maybe a rerun of Comfort Cafe after that. Who knows? Stay tuned. All kinds of good stuff. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hopefully we'll see you out and about at a show soon.